Father, may we never lose our wonder. Father, restore to us the joy of our salvation once again. Father, remind us of those days, Lord God, where you just saved us, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we are here for you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Church, you may be seated. Thank you, Ben. It was really amazing. Thank you, guys. What joy it is to be sharing the word with you this morning. I am so, so excited. Mainly because I'm sharing the word, and last night around about 12 o'clock, I heard that I'm going to be an uncle. Oh, I'm already an uncle. So I was just celebrating with David and Sunette last night. Like, yes, finally, I can be called uncle in the church. Moja. If you don't know me, church, if you're visiting us for the first time, my name is Moja. As Stefan would say, Herman. You can also call me that, but I prefer Moja. Thank you. Amen. You know, yesterday, I was just thinking to myself, I saw that some of my shirts don't fit me anymore. And I began to rejoice, church. I really began to rejoice because I looked at myself and I'm like, I'm ready for winter. So I don't need to get any jerseys, nothing. I've got an extra layer on me. So that is amazing. Church, this morning I'm wanting to speak to us about I got your back. Friendship. I got your back friendship. Accountability. The type of friendship that you know, come stormy seasons or whatever, this person has got my back. The type of friend you know that when everybody else is walking away, this person is walking into your life. This is one of the people that you can know, like, you know what, I know right now everything seems to be a mess right now, but I know, if I contact this person would be there for me. Like, you know, I know that I can pray with this person to see me through this situation. Or the type of friendship, like Pastor Tians would say, the type of friendship you know that when you go on a mission trip, you know someone is praying for you. You are covered in prayer. So I just want to share a quick story with us. 2-3 years ago, church, I was back then in Porch. And I remember I was just lying in my bedroom around about 12 o'clock at night. And all of a sudden, I get these weird dreams. And I'm like, okay, this is not lekker. This is not nice. What is happening to me? And so I'm like, okay, I grab my phone and I send a quick text to my friend. I'm like, listen, dude, this is the situation. And within the blink of an eye, I got a message back. And the guy said to me, I've got your back. I'm praying for you. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. I got your back friendships. And I want us to know that these type of friendships, this type of accountability are only formed when love is used as a verb. When love is a verb and not a noun anymore. When love is put to action. It's no longer like, you know what, I love you with words, but it's like my actions also prove that I love you. If I say I love you, it's not like, you know what, I'm just looking at you right now and feeling like, you know, I cannot love you. No, but with I got your back accountability, you know for a fact that this person loves me. And I believe that this is the type of friendship that Abba wants us to have. To have one another's backs in church. To know like, you know what, I am covered. I am so covered, come whatever. I know Johnny is there. I know Kevin is there. I just know that my family has got me. My family has got me. And this is the type of love that speaks and carries more weight than our words. And I'm wanting to read us the scripture in John 13, verse 35. By this all we will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for for one another. The branding of Christ will be so evident on us. People around us will know by the way we interact with one another, the way we love one another, the way we speak to one another. They will know that we belong to Christ by the way we love each other. And I was just thinking about this question, like, is it that evident that people can truly see when I'm with my friends that we are of Christ, that we belong to Jesus? Can people really see that, you know what, there is something different about these two people or this group of people that they can say these people belong to Jesus? It should be our desire to get to that place where love is so evident, where love is no longer a question mark, where we know, like, you know what, this person loves me, full stop. I know that this person loves me. And I'm wanting us to look at something with, I got your back, friendship or accountability. In this relationship, I want to say this, your accountability partner doesn't necessarily agree with everything that you do. Your accountability partner must have the freedom to be like, listen, this is not working out. What you're trying to do right now, it's not working. Let us pray together and let us find a solution. But what you're wanting to do right now, it is not working. And I remember when I just got into ministry in Potchefstroom, I had just become a youth leader in our church back then. And it was so amazing. We had like youth of about 150 teenagers coming every Friday evening. And on a specific evening, I remember my co-leader and I, we planned that we're going to have a games night. And I'm like, okay, perfect, we can do that. But listen, we must still worship tonight. And he said, okay, no, brilliant, we'll worship. And I said to him, but I want you to understand something. When we are in worship, like this morning, and the Spirit is moving, brother, I'm not going to, like, you know, just stop it immediately. There is going to be a time where I step up with the mic, but I want you to understand, like, we're going to allow the Spirit to flow. And the brother was like, fantastic, we can do that. And then it happened that evening that worship took longer than expected. Then during the week, I can see, because in the Friday evening, we didn't finish all our games. And this brother, the whole week, coming following week, is being scared of me. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, okay, it's okay. I'll speak to him. Then one Thursday morning I went up to him because I couldn't take it anymore. I'm like, hey, listen, can you quickly have a chat? And he's like, yes. I'm like, did I hurt you or offend you in any way because, like, you've been distant this week? He's like, yes, you hurt me. And I'm like, okay, no problem. Can we deal with it? And he's like, no. And I'm like, why not? He's like, no, I want to share in front of all the other leaders. And I'm like, that is not the way to go. First of all, you speak to me. If I don't listen, you bring somebody. And if I don't listen, then bring everybody. And he's like, no, I want to speak to the whole group. And to be honest, at that stage, I was scared because he was our pastor's grandson. And I'm like, okay, he commanded for me now. So in that moment, I'm like, you know what? It's okay. Bear in mind, church, we've got 24 other leaders that's working with me in the youth. And that evening, we're sitting in a big circle. And I was sitting there. My wife was also there. And we're sitting. And I share with the group. I find out, how are you guys doing? No, we are excited for youth tomorrow. I'm like, yes, it's going to be amazing. And I'm like, but our brother wants to share something with us. Church, I remember he was sitting like where Om Johnny's sitting and I'm sitting here. And he's like, yes. And he pulls out in his bag a book. And he puts it in front of him. And he starts going. Mojo is doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I'm just sitting there. I'm being shredded. And I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, dude, no. And he's going and he's going. And I stood up. And I said to him, listen, bro, please forgive me for what I've done to you. He's like, okay, then there was peace. So I thought. The following day, I'm at work, and I walk past the senior pastor. The senior pastor looks at me, he's like, my son said, okay, the church worked like this. There was a senior pastor and another senior pastor, two senior pastors, let me just put it that way. But the mother of this brother of mine comes to me and is like, my son said you made a joke out of him. Like, no, this was the situation. And she said, no, this is not the situation. And I'm like, okay. And now I am angry with this brother. I am offended that he would say to his parents and his grandparents that I made a joke out of him. And in my offendedness, I contacted my accountability partner, shared with him what had happened. He listened. And I was expecting, you know, I just write a book about how dumb those people are. That's what I was expecting him to say. But this brother of mine said to me these words in Luke 17. Then he said to his disciples, it is impossible that offenses should not come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and were thrown into the sea than he should offend one of these little ones. But the way I read the scripture, church, was in this way. Then he said to his disciples, it is impossible that offenses should not come. But came my favorite part. But woe to him for whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone was hung around. This is how I read the scripture. Because I am so offended, and this brother accountability partner of mine, this guy that's supposed to have my back, is telling me this scripture, and this is not what I'm wanting to hear. This is not what I'm wanting to hear. He's telling me, Jesus said, it's impossible that offenses should not come. My accountability partner, you're supposed to have my back. Why are you saying this to me? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to move away from you. Then I went to one of my friends in the world. And I tell him this story. And he calls me this name, Mojakes. He's like, Mojakes, just go Judas on them. And I'm like, that's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. And now I feel pumped up. Like, yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about. I'm like, bro, you and I, we're going to go Old Testament on them. And we're just thinking. I'm so excited because this guy is feeding my flesh. This guy is not like my accountability partner, the guy that I think like he's supposed to have my back. He's just being a different guy. My accountability partner is that side now. I'm hanging around with this guy because he's feeding me and he's telling me what I want to hear. But church, that is not accountability. That is not accountability. And I remember in that moment where we're exchanging words, my secular friend and I remember, you know, deep down I knew Brother Luke 17 was right. This brother of mine is not right. And I'm just thinking there, like, you know, it's hard to swallow what Luke 17 said to me. It's easy to swallow what this guy said to me. But who had my back in that situation? Brother Luke 17, sir. He had my back. He had my back. Church, accountability is very necessary for a believer. It will help you show your blind spots. Accountability will teach you the principle in Matthew 7, verse 3 to 5. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look at a plank in your own eye. Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye. Then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. It is always easy to see what others are doing to us, but it is always hard to swallow our response to those people. The thing is, church, when we are in situations like this and our accountability partners pray with us and they try to show us, like, listen, yes, I understand you are hurt in this situation, but first of all, let's look at your heart. Let's just deal with what's in your heart. Because a heart that is offended, it's a heart that is hard to minister to. A heart that is offended is a heart, it's a heart that is hard to minister to. You know, as a person, church, you will judge yourself by your intentions and not your actions. But you will judge everybody else by their actions and not their intentions. And in the I got your back relationship, friendship, accountability, you must know that your brother must have the liberty to speak to you. Your brother must have the liberty to correct you. Sit down with you, pray with you, and help you first remove the plank in your eye, that you may see clearly, because Satan just wants to bring division. He wants us to wander off, then attack us while we are alone, feeling offended. But once you are in this accountability with your partner, it is so much easier to actually see, like, listen, I know right now I am not right. I am not right, and I need to do something. Because I know the further I carry on with this offense in my heart, the further away I'm going to be moving from God, because I'm not going to be willing to receive anything. And I remember after I was so offended at the church, every Sunday morning, I would sit. I was the sound guy. Just do sound, go home. Come back, do sound, go home. Come back, do sound, go home. For almost a year, I was like that, church. And I'm like, okay, something has to change. Something has to change. I remember I wrote our senior pastor a letter. I apologized to him for my actions. I apologized to him, and I apologized to the family, the whole family. And I also apologized once again to that brother of mine. And it was like the toughest thing for me to do, because I knew that that brother was wrong and I was right. And sometimes, church, it's going to seem like that. Your offense might seem legitimate. It can be legitimate, let me put it that way. But your response to what is happening is what God looks at. It's what God looks at. As I said, Satan tries to separate us, as we read in John 10, verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Satan wants us to be divided against one another. He wants us to complain about what's being done instead of looking at the bigger picture. In Psalm 133, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard, and the beard of Aaron running down on the edge of his garment. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Church, accountability will also teach you that we need to be united. We need to be united. And I'm wanting us to show us something this morning. I need 5 strong guys. Stephen, please. David, please come. Any of you guys want to come? I need strong guys for this one. It's about to get wild in the church. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I need more people. Kevin, can you please come to the front? I see James at the back. James, please come. Bevan, please come. Let's see. Who else wants to come? Like, I really need Bruce. Yes, Bruce can also come. Sylvain can also come. So, these are the strong men of Franschhoek. These are the believers, okay, that are supposed to be united. Like, they've got each other's backs. I need you guys to make a circle and hold each other's hands while making a circle. I need a big circle. Something like that. Fantastic. So, church, what happens if you are in accountability and you're not wanting to hear people? Sometimes it's like you don't see what is happening. You never see what is happening. Like my brother Stefan and David just allowed me to come in, into the circle. And these guys are supposed to be in unity, because where God commands a blessing, where does unity God commands a blessing? So, church, the Bible commands us that we should be united with each other. We should have each other's backs. So, right now, I'm just role-playing as the enemy. And the enemy is amongst the brothers. The enemy is amongst the brothers. And what is happening right now is there's huge spaces between my brothers. And it allows the enemy to come in. And right now, I'm just going to exit. I'm wanting to show us how God actually wants us to be. Can you guys come closer? You see now, church, that looks like unity to me. That looks like unity to me. And now, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to penetrate this group. I hope you guys are ready. You guys said you guys are strong. We're going to prove that this morning. So, church, this is how we're supposed to look like. Okay, so the enemy is outside. And I'm trying to come in to divide, because my job is to kill, steal, and destroy. So, I don't want these guys to be together. If they are separated like this, it means nothing to me. It's still okay, because I can still come in. But now that they are like this, it frustrates me. Why? Because they've got each other now. It's like, okay, listen, nothing is going to penetrate. Are you guys ready? You guys sure? I left my machete at home. Okay, so these brothers, I'm just going to move this laptop a bit back, because it's going to get a bit rough this morning in church. Juan, I think you can lower the mic a bit for this one. So, church, this is what needs to happen. These brothers are like this, right? So, I'm going to come as the enemy, and I'm going to pierce through these guys. Are you guys ready? So, I'm going to come with all of my might. Are you guys ready for this? So, I'm going to come. I'm trying to come in. I'm going to try. To come in. Okay, thank you guys. I need a massage when we get home. Sheesh. Somebody. I won't mention any names. Amen, church. Let me just catch my breath. We need to be united as a body. Come what may, we need to stand together. And it's like I can just hear amongst themselves. It's like, watch him at the back. And you see Kevin getting ready. So, church, that's how we must be like. We must be able to say to our brother, watch out for that. Watch out for that. And knowing that, you know what, my brother has my best interest in mind or at heart. And in the end, as I said, church, I made peace with the brother. I stopped going to people that told me what I wanted to hear, but people that told me what I needed to hear. We need people like that in our lives. It is necessary for your spiritual growth also. Can we read in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. And as you all know, this has been our theme for the church, John 17:21, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe you sent me. Church, I just want to encourage us this morning. Let us be united as one. And if you don't have an accountability partner, I want to suggest that you get one. Early this year, we had our men's breakfast at, I forgot the place name, somewhere in town. Franschhoek Cellars. Thanks, Kevin. See, he was there. Men, join the men's breakfast. It's good. So when we were there, Pastor Tian said to us, men, we need to stand together. We need to be united. And we have to stand strong for our families. And he said, before you leave here, I want you to choose someone that you're going to be accountable to. And then I can tell you, church, like from there onwards, it was like, you know, I know somebody's got my back. I can say, listen, I'm struggling with this. Will you pray with me? And have full confidence that what I share with a person is just going to stay with that person. And that is what is needed in our body. Amen. Thank you very much, church. As you all know, like Tani Delesti said to me this morning, Moja, you're always like point one, two, three, and you send us home. Thank you very much. Can we just close our eyes, church? Ben, thank you. Father, we just want to thank you for who you are, God. Thank you, Father God, that you are still sitting on the throne, God. And I pray, Heavenly Father God, that this morning you'll also sit on the throne in our hearts, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you, God, for our brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus, that we are accountable to, Father. I pray, Heavenly Father God, that you'll unite us as one, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that your love will be so evident in us, Lord God, to show non-believers, Lord God, that we belong to you, Father. Father, we thank you this morning that we could just come into your courts, God, worship you and praise you. With that being said, church, if there's anyone that's been struggling with offense in your heart, I just want to encourage you to just lift your hand where you are. I would just like to pray with you. I see those hands. Thank you. If you're comfortable with this, I just want to invite you to come to the front, and there'll be leaders that will pray with you. Thank you.
Can we get ministry facilitators to the front, please? That's sitting down. I just want to close the service for us. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for this morning. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that we can still call you our God and our Father. I pray, Lord God, that your will be done always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Church, please enjoy some Thibodeau coffee and cookies at the back, and the band can play.